Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 373 for Friday, May 1st. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were moving higher amid choppy and quiet activity Friday morning. Canola values were anywhere from 50 cents to $3 higher. The most active July contract was $3.20 stronger at $449.70 per ton. The downswing in the value of the Canadian dollar underpinned prices as it made canola more attractive to international buyers. Some spillover support also came from the gain seen in Malaysian palm oil futures in overnight activity. Continued slow farmer selling in Western Canada and the need to keep weather premiums built into new crop prices were also bullish. However, some spillover pressure came from the decline seen in the Chicago soy complex. The large global oilseed supply situation was also overhanging values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., corn and soybeans were softer while wheat values were holding steady amid choppy activity. Chicago soybean futures were anywhere from 3 to 5 cents lower, July down 5 cents at $9.71 a bushel. Prices were moving lower in reaction to forecasts calling for good planting weather in U.S. soybean growing regions over the weekend. Concerns that the spread of avian influenza will reduce domestic demand for soy meal also weighed on prices. However, news of an arson attack on a soy oil plant in Argentina overnight helped to limit the declines, as it shows labor disputes are ongoing in the country. Corn futures were softer, taking some direction from the losses in soybeans. Prices ranged anywhere from 2 to 4 cents softer, July down 3.5 cents at $3.62¾ per bushel. Continued good weather for planting in the U.S. Midwest was also bearish, as were expectations that U.S. corn production will still be very large in 2015. However, steady demand for U.S. corn and some strength in wheat prices was tempering the downside. Wheat values in Chicago were steady to slightly higher amid choppy activity. Short covering following recent sharp losses helped to underpin the market. Values were anywhere from 1 cent lower to 4 cents higher. July was up 0.75 cents at $4.74¾ a bushel. Talk that the Kansas winter wheat crop is in worse condition than reports indicate was also bullish. Though good weather for spring wheat planting and worries about slow export demand helped to temper the upside. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Friday, May 1st. I'm Taryn Shields.